All right, so he picks a fight with John McCain and kicks Lindsey Graham's butt. Big bad Don. Well, what do you know?
Not much, you.
Very good.
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we open up the phones for a hotline, plus all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who speaks five languages non-fluently, Michael Feldman.
All right, then.
Stephanie Lee, ladies and gentlemen. Most definitely, Stephanie Lee. That's the song we're going to work on. How are you doing so far?
Pretty good.
That was good. I like the Feldman a little more explosive.
Okay, I will work on that.
Try it again with an explosive Michael Feldman.
Michael Feldman. Not enough.
A little too much.
I can tell by the look on your
face. Yeah, I don't know. Good. We'll get there.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll be good. All right, back to the news here, because what the heck. That whole thing with Donald Trump and all that stuff. You do kind of wonder why he had Lindsey Graham's number in the first place, but none of my business. In other words, other news. Agreement with Iran clears the way for Trump-Tehran towers. President Obama's visit to distant relatives in Kenya, his most daring foreign policy adventure yet. Okay. I'd be a little meh next to that. He's not supposed to bring up same-sex marriage in Kenya because with several spouses, it gets complicated. After hackers take control of a moving Jeep, sales of Plymouth Valiants skyrocket. Dodge Dart's not far behind. The only thing with a chip in the Valiant is the clock. And that never moves, so that can't be a problem. The U.S. House of Unrepresentatives passes the Unsafe and Inaccurate Food Labeling Act. Allows for labels which read food and non-food. And kosher for Passover, and we thank you for that. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee pulls crutches out from under John Kerry and beats him with them. A warm welcome. Then the Lilliputians swarm over him and stake him to the Capitol floor. It's not easy with marble either. Those marble floors are tough to stake. NASA finds the most Earth-like planet so far, Kepler 452b, or 45. Not to be. That is the question. Excuse me. I'm fine now. Anyhow, Kepler 4-5, not to be, probably. Let's hope it's not too Earth-like. This we don't need again, frankly. How about a planet? Would be cool, a planet that was run by puppies. Like intelligent puppies. Not that they're not. Okay. It'd be a cute world to find. There's got to be one figure, infinite number of planets, probably close to. Got to be a puppy planet somewhere. Oh, in other news, didn't see that Hulk Hogan racist thing coming. Now we only have a dog bounty hunter to believe in. Maybe one of the duck masters. All right, doing great here so far. This is not typical, Stephanie. Usually they're in the aisles by now. And leaving. They're in the aisles to leave. No, rolling. Some of them are rolling. So I don't think this is typical. Okay, you don't have to keep laughing. I know I told you to laugh a lot, but you don't have to keep laughing.
Oh, no, I find all of it very amusing.
Oh, well, good.
Especially the puppies.
Could you sit out there while I'm doing this, and then they come back? All right, let's see. The only one of the GOP hopefuls, that are into the Cuba recognition thing is Mike Huckabee, who has his eyes on a 57 Bel Air. Four different colored fenders and a Massey Ferguson engine, but still, it's the hulk of a 57 Bel Air. Harper Lee's original version of Go Set a Watchman was the story of a Jewish family called So, a Watchman I Should Set? Okay, fine. The Jewish audience going, something like that. Garrison Keillor retires with his former exchange student. Love a happy ending. Nicki Minaj says Taylor Swift's booty is laughable on Shake It Off. I just happened to catch that. It was going back and forth pretty quick there. Not the booty, I mean the exchange. Boom, huh? Yes, her booty. More like flick it off when she shakes her booty. Lowest ratings among the party faithful ever make the GOP the self-hating Republican Party. Really. They don't even like themselves. This is getting serious. Drones with guns are specifically mentioned in the Second Amendment. I looked it up. The right of the people to keep and bear drones with guns shall not be infringed. So it says there. If you just check it again. Senator Ron Johnson said he was referring to his own children as idiot inner-city kids. And it's hard to believe he wasn't. It does make you think, though, maybe there should be some requirement for being in the Senate other than being 30 years old, you know, and extremely wealthy. McDonald's all-day Egg McMuffin falls short of Wall Street's expectations. They got to do something more. Whether they're going to toast their buns more. That was the first. But, you know, I would like to be in on that meeting. You know, what can we do? We're losing. Our stock is plunging. Sales are down. What if we toasted the buns just a little bit more? Yeah. I know all day Egg McMuffins because I was in there like at 10:30. Okay. That's why I don't work for McDonald's. Free range chicken McNuggets. Then you have to catch them, of course, but they're hard to catch. They're free range. They could be anywhere. Anyway, and this, no, Ma, Bill Cosby, not Bing Crosby. Ferguson, Missouri, hires Cleavon Little as figurehead sheriff. With Cuba recognition, the Trump Guantanamo, all but a done deal. This is an Ashley Madison thing. Any of you on that site? Ashley Madison site? I'm from Madison. I haven't heard of it. So, do you have to have the affair with Ashley Madison? Is that your only choice, or is it? See if anyone answers that, huh? No, you can. Okay, never mind. Okay, I'm just curious about that. With 16 candidates now for 2016, the Republican debates will go to a musical chairs format. And finally, and I mean that, Governor President Walker orders the National Guard to arm themselves in case he needs to take the nomination by force. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead if you must. Thank you.